The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Howdy, this is Curly Musgrave.
And Belinda Gale.
And you're listening to two great friends of ours,
Jim and Andy Nielsen,
on Clear Out West.
That's right, Belinda and Curly, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Really?
What do you got for us?
Well, this is an interesting one.
Okay, give it to me.
You experience farriers out there.
Sure.
You get a phone call. Hey, my horse pulled a shoe.
Okay.
Can you come put it back on?
Sure.
You didn't shoe the horse, okay?
Oh, somebody else shod
yeah,
the horse.
The owner actually shod his horse.
Oh, he shod his own
horse. Yeah, shod his own horse.
Lost a shoe. Can you come replace it?
Yeah, come replace it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So, Sam.
Yeah. Did he say yes?
Yeah. He went he went and he saw and he replaced the shoe, you know. And,
sure.
And had to pull a few shoes because they weren't quite fitting right. But he got done resetting and putting the new shoe on. And, he was driving home.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't remember seeing any clinches on any of these shoes.
Oh, really?
And he says, and I remember the shoe I had to pull off and reset.
Yeah.
I stabbed my thumb on a sharp nail.
On a sharp nail. There was no clinching done.
The nails never came out.
Really?
So he just left it.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So you shade tree farriers.
All right, yeah.
Make sure the nail comes out.
Yeah.
And make sure your professional farrier can see clinches.
Wow. So, holy moly.
Yeah, and none of the horses were walking lame at this point, all right?
That's nuts. You're telling me the whole shoe was still in, or the whole nail was
inside,
still
the,
inside
hoof.
The hoof.
Yes.
No clinches.
No clinches.
Whoa, I thought you meant that he just nipped them off
no.
and didn't clinch them.
No.
No.
They never came out.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I have had people tell me, you know, when I shod my horse, the nails keep coming out.
Holy moly.
Well, they're supposed to.
All right, folks, do not try this at home. We are professionals.
Well, and the professionals need to pay attention to you sometimes.
That is interesting.
You know, man. You just get into that mindset.
Yep.
You know, boom, 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 I got to keep going. I got other
no
horses.
No big deal. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I got things to do.
Well, and in Sam's defense, okay, scrape the manure off the hoof.
Well, sure.
They were a mess.
Wow.
But, it was quite an interesting story.
Well, this guy's obviously done this before.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't
or maybe
know.
It's his first time.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow. That is a great story.
Oh, yeah. It's
and
a good
thank
one.
You for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, what do you mean the nails have to come out?
What?
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 Really? How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's Pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We make sure the nails come out. And then we turn them over. Then we clinch them. All right.
Yes, we do.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
I'm going to get a head thump.
And there was no lameness.
No, they weren't lame.
See,
so
that,
either they were calcified and they had neuropathy.
I was going to say,
or something.
That would never happen to me.
No.
I mean, if I even get a close nail close, they're lame.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, let's have some music, shall we?
What you got?
Yeah, well, you know who's riding along with us is Darren Little.
Darren?
Yep. He's got a long rope and a faraway look.
The morning light crawls across the open sky. peers out, jumps his horse, starts to ride. Things are different than 100 years ago. He's still cowboys, it's the only life he's ever known. With his long rope and his faraway look, riding hard for the brand, a pitching colt on some frosty morning, he's down that road to make a hand. And he may be riding down the Palo Duro. Freezing to death on some wagon just out of Elko. Or popping brush down south of Alpine. Or running yearlings up near Casper, listening to the wind whine. His long rope and his faraway look, riding hard for the brand, pitching cold on some frosty morning, he's well down that road to make a hand. And she's followed him from ranch to ranch through the west. Weathered it all, yes, she's given him her best. She stood tall, a proud desert flower, and though she's tried, she just can't match the power, the power of them long ropes and his faraway look, riding hard for the brand, a pitching colt on some frosty morning, you know he's well down that road to make a hand. Yeah, he's well down that road to make a hand.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Darren Little.
Mm-hmm.
Long rope and a faraway look.
Good stuff.
Hey, I've got a faraway look even without having a long rope.
Flamingo.
Yeah. Ooh, shiny. Yeah.
Right. I think Brent sings a song about that.
Yeah. Flamingo?
No.
Oh.
About wearing French perfume, Andy?
Oh yeah. Why? Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. You'll have to buy it, download the song, and I'm not going to tell you what song it is.
Uh-huh.
Why are you wearing stuff. Women's perfume, Andy? All right.
Yeah.
Quit looking.
Quit looking,
I found it. And yeah. Have you figured, you know, even though that all your kids have moved away.
Oh, that's don't go there. No, don't you dare.
They're still losing your tools.
Don't you dare.
They are still losing your tools.
Yeah.
Now, you have some close.
I do.
You got a couple yes, close that actually share your.
I can still blame.
Yeah. That actually share your shop with
yes.
you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Three of them.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't blame anybody. I still do. I'll send them a text. What'd you do with the crescent wrench? The crescent hammer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know they make one of those.
They do, don't they?
They do.
I've seen that. That's funny. Yeah,
a crescent wrench with a hammerhead
on the end of it. Yeah. That's like clammers. Well, you know?
A clammer, yeah, same thing. Yeah.
The best thing ever.
How often have you found stuff that you weren't looking for?
Oh, my. Yeah, and then And then
you forget where it is.
Exactly. Okay. Oh, that's where that went. Okay, I'm going to make a mental note. I'll remember that that is there.
Yes.
And I'll come back and get it. Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah. No. Often.
All the time.
Frequently.
Yes. Yep.
Well, we need to ditch out to another cow commercial. Yeah, the show is flying along. Ooh. But the good news is when we come back, Trey Allen has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.